for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to all Jesus believers around the world. Now, I have to start this day off by sharing something with you. Number one, God rebuked me yesterday. I say God rebuked me yesterday. And you know what rebuke is? Stop, chastise you. God rebuked me yesterday on one hand. And after the rebuke and me repenting, he gave me the greatest miracles I had ever literally experienced in deliverance yesterday. At the same time, I had to wait, and I felt like I had the weight and responsibility of the world on me, and I know I shouldn't have that. I tried to talk it out with some people, and I'm dealing with some very, 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 very sensitive situations in the lives of some people. Even have in the middle of an exorcism of a 10-year-old. But brothers and sisters, let me share something with you. I value God's anointing. If it came to living and dying without the anointing, I would know it's time for me to die and go on to be with the Lord and preferably not go to hell. Because I know that without God's anointing on my life, I'm zero. I know that. So I value the anointing. So I asked God, I said, you know, wait a minute. All of a sudden, it just pops up. I'm on all these podcasts and somebody in the middle of all this stuff. And I'm going to share with you what God told me. He said, one, I didn't call you to no media ministry. Because if I had wanted that, you have a network. You have your own channel. And even when I gave it to you, I gave it to you to help people. But I didn't give it to you. It was birthed. B-I-R-T-H-E-D, birthed. He said, Erica, all ministry is birthed. You know that. I said, yeah. He said, and I don't birth ministry on nothing but the truth. I don't birth ministry and put yokes on people's backs. He said, I didn't call you to no media ministry. I said, okay, but you got to help me understand this. And I did not get the full understanding of this until a few minutes ago. Because I tried to call Renee, her phone was off. I tried to call Jennifer, her phone was off. And the Lord said to me, he said, now what minister you know in deliverance can turn their phone off at night and go to sleep? I said, one that's pretty confident in you. He said, that's right. He said, that's right. Brothers and sisters, listen to me very carefully. Number one, I'm not called to media ministry. God says it's only a tool for you. It's just like I wasn't called to no blog talk and I wasn't called to no speaker. It's just a tool to get people to know about the effects and the goodness of deliverance. So, Natasha, I owe you an apology because I could not understand. But this is what happened. When God had Christian World Media archive 520 podcasts, you're the only person who was in agreement with me and put your name out there. You put your name in the podcast. So when God had Christian World Media, who is in the process of selling the media, when God had them put my name up, because they are getting about 90 new clients based on my podcast that God gave me, because they work. So your name was right there with my name. So when God elevated me, he elevated your name too. Because you were with me and you were not ashamed to say your name. So I had to rehearse all this stuff back to the back. You don't know what I've been through. But this is why I had to withdraw from the media ministry, because God ain't called me to it. And there's a sin. There's two sins that most people don't look at, and I never really thought about God charging me with this sin, because in my wildest imagination, I never saw me committing it. But about 4 o'clock this morning, God said, call Donna, she'll wake up. Her phone ain't turned off. So I called Donna, and I was just talking. I mean, I was just, really, I don't ever waste words. I'm always talking. I'm searching. I'm searching in our conversation, how is God going to speak to me? How God going to speak to me? But I knew he was going to speak to me through Donna. So in the conversation, Donna being a lawyer, she can't help but talk about the law. And she said one thing to me and the light bulb went off. I said, that was it. I said, I've been repenting to God. You see, there's a sin and it falls under John 8:44, a liar. John 8:44 says, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. 1 John 1:10, God rebuked me, so I know God is always right. And God has said to me, he said, this ministry is going to cause your ministry to split. And I said, okay. He said, I'm just preparing you for it now. I'm preparing you for it. I said, okay, that's all right. I started this one. I could start another one or two. You know, it's okay, God. He said, but it don't have to. He said, you confess your sin and be honest. And I'll do the restoration and the healing. Because you see, I had another person this week. I have a lot of stuff that goes on in the background, don't nobody see. And this person got brave enough to confess their sin to their spouse. I had another situation where truth and righteousness prevailed this week with a bishop and his congregation. You see, God say, I birth ministries. They're not formed by man, and they're not created by man. He said, I birthed them. And I know that, and he kept saying that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, he that says, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Brothers and sisters, I committed the sin of lying by omission. I lied by omission. You see, the sin of omission and commission are as alive today as they are tomorrow. You cannot start a ministry under oppression. You cannot be in agreement with Satan on nothing and expect God to bless it. Now, a lot of people enter into that kind of stuff because of lack of knowledge. But you can't have knowledge of the truth and ignore it and think you're going to be blessed. Renee is a good woman with a good heart and has nothing but good intentions for God's good people. You hear me this morning? I knew that being a part of this, it wasn't my ministry in the first place. And I already had a network. I have a TV network, and I've had it since 2018. And I still pay for it every month, even when I'm not using it. Because I want it to be accessible to God. Brothers and sisters, hear me this morning. Please hear my heart in this. The lies seeped in rebellion and seeped in deception don't work. Even, you know, the scripture said there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. The end thereof is destruction. You see, whenever you have a ministry that's being birthed, when a woman is in the delivery room giving birth to a baby, her very life is at stake. The baby's very life is at stake. The baby can live, or the baby can die, or the baby can come out deformed, or the baby can come out any way other than perfect. Our God is a God of perfection. The Bible says, greater love had no man than to lay down his life for a friend. But brothers and sisters, you're not supposed to lay down your life. Jesus died once for all. Some of you I know, some of you I don't know. The majority of the people on this line, I don't know. So some of you don't even know what I'm talking about, and it won't even pertain to you. But some of you know I know you, and I know your demons, and you know me. Or you think you know me, but you don't know me well enough to know I'm not going into sin for nobody. You don't know me well enough to know how much I really love God. You don't know me that well, and I don't know you that well. But this is what I know. God showed me down the road it was going to be a split. Now, I'm the kind of person, if something bad is going to happen, well, let's do it now, get it over with, and then we don't have to worry about it. There is a sin of not doing what God told you to do. And then there's another sin of doing what God told you not to do. Not doing what God told you to do and doing what God told you not to do. Nothing from God, brothers and sisters, is birthed in secrecy, lies, omission, or the sin of commission. Renee was ready to lay down her life for this mission. And in all honesty, all the mission was supposed to be was a prayer mission. It was supposed to be 24/7 prayer. How it got into your ministry, this ministry, that, I don't know. And right now, it's nothing I can do about that. But that was not, God said he was with the plan for prayer. And that's what I agreed to. And I was wondering why I was under such weight, under such oppression. Some of you, they asked you for information. You didn't bother to get it to them. If it would have been me, knowing what I know, how hard it is to get people to cooperate with somebody else to launch something for them, I'd have been on that thing the next day. I'd have been on those emails every 30 minutes saying, look, it's taking me longer to get this done. Not one person called and said, what is the budget? How much is this going to cost to be done? The Bible says, who goeth to war before counting up the cost? Now, I got to say, some of them ain't even prayed to me and asked me if I wanted them in it. I said, oh, man. He said, but each man is responsible for himself, Erica. But you, I'm holding responsible because the bottom line is the buck stops with you. God does not want you, Renee, jeopardizing your job, jeopardizing your future for people that are non-committal, half in, half out. See, I'm straightforward. I'm either in or out. I ain't going to lie to you about where I'm at. I ain't going to leave you to figure nothing out because I'm going to tell you to your face. I'm going to tell you so we can come into agreement. Either we're going to be in agreement or we're going to be in disagreement. And God said, you know nothing with two heads will ever work, Erica. And you were willing to step in the back. I tried to call you this morning, Renee, to tell you what God was telling me. When we do something for God, we have to make sure that there's no platform that the devil can work in through any involved. I try to minimize the risk of the devil in everything I do by keeping it bathed in, birthed in, soaked in prayer. To be in agreement with the people I'm working with. So therefore, I don't normally work with a lot of people on anything. Because the Bible says, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. Flesh will fail you. So in my conversation with Donna, it came out about God's laws and man. She said, well, I'm a lawyer, so you know I'm always thinking about the law. And that kind of laughed. But there's something called lie by omission. But a lie is still a lie. Everything God births, he births it openly and outward. But the devil will always try to shackle you up with something or keep you chained up with something. That's called bondage. God don't birth in bondage. He don't birth in bondage. He don't birth in secrecy. He births life in the open, above board as can be. It was doomed. It was going to fail. And I kept hearing that because of a lie of omission. And it's not you, Renee. It's not me. It's the standards that God raises up for us to live by. God don't want you putting your job in jeopardy. Not even for him. He doesn't want that man that agreed to come alongside to put his job. He got a family to feed. He got a life. He doesn't want nothing done in secrecy. So I repented. And the other thing, you see, God was showing me that the devil was gonna do it. Media in front of the public. It wasn't gonna stay secret for long. And when it came out, there was gonna have to be money to provide to take care of you and take care of him too. Which God forbid. But you don't have that problem now. You can do this with the blessing of God. Everything God touches is blessed. Everything God initiates wins and is successful. And you don't want to go into nothing with the hand of the enemy just waiting, hovering to tear something up, destroy it. And he will. And it'll be because somebody lied through the lie of omission. And that somebody would have been me. And the minute I got free, and the minute I received the rebuke and the chastisement from God, I prayed with a man yesterday. He grew 2.5 inches. 2.5, yeah. I prayed with another man yesterday, and a curse had been placed on him to die when another person died. The other person died yesterday, and they came for him. They came for his body. The devil came for him. How you know? All the symptoms were there. When a person lose control of your bowels, paralyzing. Why? Because that person was a Satan worshiper, and this person had tried to get them to God. A parent of a 10-year-old that was under this covering, a 10-year-old, their daddy is living with, checking with, a witch, a serious, serious Satan worshiper. The boy that was possessed. And his 10-year-old twin rebuked the devil in his twin. Brothers and sisters,
You must value God's anointing above anything else. And you got to know truth flows with the anointing. Another person was on the way here from another state. God told me, you call them and you tell them, turn around. Don't come. I'm gonna show my hand in their life in the next 3 days. And I said, God, you know, wow, what is this? What is happening? I told them no. They got off at the next exit, went back, and God started moving on their behalf in a situation that they desperately needed God, and only God. And it ain't over. The Bible said, let each man abide in his own calling. That's where the anointing for you is. I don't doubt one bit. I had faith in Renee, and I still do. I know that's her ministry. And you know what? I only wanted to come aside to help because everything, brothers and sisters, is birthed in prayer. It's covered in prayer. It's soaked in prayer. It sprouts up in prayer. And what God had okayed for me was 24-hour prayer. And this ain't nothing new. 2 years ago, Jessica had people, I say, Jessica, I got to have 24-hour prayer. And it got allocated so that people were praying around the clock. Well, the devil didn't like that and distracted it. I mean, tempted to destroy it. This is a good news message. Those of you going to take it and leave, well, goodbye. I've been doing missionary work for 31 years. Ain't nothing going to stop. But you cannot even think you're going to birth your ministry on somebody else's back. It ain't going to happen. Without a prayer life, you don't have nothing anyway. It has no foundation. So it ain't no pull anybody. It ain't no, I feel sorry. You better say, thank you, God, for saving me for the wrath to come. You got a ministry. Now you got something to stand on. It's up to you. It's up to you. You got a screenplay? You ain't never done nothing with it? That was up to you too. Everybody want to go to heaven. Don't nobody want to pray to get there. Serious prayer. You know, I love you. God loves you more. And where I'm at, staying in Christ, I'm abiding. I'm doing what the Bible says. My job, I've been called to, and I'm good at, because I obey Christ, is cast the devils out, save people by bringing them to Jesus and allowing them to reconnect with God Almighty. Preach the gospel. That's my job. Cast the demons out. And then what they do after that is between them and God. And you know what? I'm good at it. Because I obey Christ, I'm good at it. And can't nobody take that away? Why? Because it didn't come from man. It won't end with man. When God calls me home, I want him to say one thing. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what I live to hear. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You see, the Bible says, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, for the edifying and the building up of the church. The church. I'm the church. You're the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I take that rebuke, and I'm dealing with it. But the one thing, I take that rebuke, and I changed already. When he rebuked me, I stopped. Oh, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. But ain't nobody gonna lose nothing because of me. Because I come to add to, build up, enrich, bringing all glory to God, Jesus, and God's own Holy Spirit dwelling in me. I have no ambition other than reconnecting men and women to Jesus Christ so that they then can go and fulfill God's plan and God's purpose and God's intent for their life. And once again, I'm good at it. Make no mistake about it. I'm not boasting. I'm boasting in Christ. I'm boasting in the fact that I'm called to enrich the kingdom of God. And I like it. See, I like it. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy defeating the devil on earth in his plan. I enjoy destroying the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. I enjoy seeing the transformation that comes when a man or a woman is set free unto God. And I'm unapologetically happy about it. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. I don't have to worry. When I cast the demon out, I ain't got to worry. Look over my shoulder. Who saw me do it? Who knows about it? I'm free. I was made free from a legion of demons. I know what it feels like to be in bondage. And one thing for sure, Jesus is a bondage breaker. He does not bring you into bondage. He frees you from it. Today, I pray God will awaken you to his true love for you. I pray that you would see, understand, comprehend, and appropriate everything that God has for you, and know that it doesn't come with any bondage, any shackles, or any shame or embarrassment. So I repent. I repent for lying by omission. Not just keeping my mouth shut. Trying to omit it like God didn't say. God said prayer. And I'm going to do that. In the way I've always done it. In the way that God has taught me to do it. To bring him glory through this ministry. And I know that each one of you, if you approach God in the ministry he has called you to do and be obedient, he will exalt you. Because I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to try to exalt yourself. If some of you been on here serving God for 40, 50, 20 years, it hasn't worked. Because there's something in you, you just won't yield to him. And they can put you in front of 40 million people. The anointing worketh by love. It works by love. It works by love. Now, you can work it by the flesh. Either way, there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. But you want to be. Jesus said, when the evil one comes, he has nothing in me. When the evil one comes, he has nothing in me. I can say that now. I'm not saying I'm sin free or anything, but I tell you what, the sin God brought to my face and acknowledged, and I'm here sharing with you. God rebuked me. I listened. I changed. I turned around. And I'm going on. It's a beautiful day today. I'm not saying this. I don't have no sad story. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's a beautiful day today.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child awake, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. 'Cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of. the beautiful I sing about. There ain't no limitation. Your amazing grace, your amazing grace. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. I'm gonna sing a brand new song. Yeah, I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away on this beautiful day.
Jesus believers through transformative, extensive deliverance. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd, home of Jesus Believers Church, 508 Sheridan Avenue, Dalton, Georgia. I can be reached at 877, that's the voicemail, 877-795-7110. My cell phone number is 843-217-2246. You can email me at jesussavesdeliverheals@outlook.com. God bless you.